This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Now, when we're talking about how exactly markets closed yesterday, Nifty closed closer to the 18,600 level in a late surge. In yesterday's trading session, quite a bit of weakness was seen in the Nifty IT pack, with most of the IT names seeing quite a bit of a significant sell-off. And however, you know, you did see other sectors go ahead and gain some momentum, especially towards the last hour of the trading session. However, the Nifty has faced resistance around the 18,600 mark, and you know, it's not been able to go ahead and hit or go across the 18,700 level with conviction. So when you're talking about the intraday high that we have seen across the last 5 to 6 trading sessions, while the Nifty's momentum has been positive, on 30th May, Nifty saw an intraday high of 18,662, which it has not been able to breach convincingly. Overnight markets, when you're talking about it, US markets were largely flat, with the Dow Jones incidentally closing almost flat, S&P 500 0.2% higher, Nasdaq around 0.4% higher. However, you know, majority of the action lay the broader end of the US markets, with the Russell 2000 index gaining over 2.7% in yesterday's trading session. Keep an eye out for the defense names. A lot of news flow in terms of, you know, memorandums of understanding being signed. You also have the German defense minister coming. So watch out for names like HAL. Watch out for the shipbuilding companies, Gardenry Shipbuilders, Cochin Shipyard. All of these stocks have done significantly well in the trading session. Also, when you're talking about the FII flows, you know, once again, after a while, after a 4 to 5 day gap where you saw FII selling, yesterday there was a net buy figure of around 385 crores in cash yesterday. And most important cue that markets will be watching out for would be the outcome of the RBI monetary policy.